This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Meanwhile, here's Caleb Williams, who attended the same school you went to in USC. What have you seen these last couple of games?
Well, I think Caleb is still trying to find his way in this league. We know he's going to be a superstar.
Now looking for a downfield shot, and that's what you just talked about. He takes the profit and gets a first down on second down and short and moves it to the 40 of LA.
I mean, you got to feel like a proud father. Your kid's just growing up right before your eyes. But watch Caleb. He's going to scan the whole field. Wants to take a shot down the field. He sees it. No way. The internal clock goes off and dumps it to the flat. Another positive first down play. It only benefits you.
We're back live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was one USC quarterback talking about another USC quarterback, Mark Sanchez, discussing Caleb Williams. We got some more interesting Mark Sanchez audio to dive into in just a moment. He is Gabe. I am Judson. We are live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. Sluggers, so much to do here. Indoor batting cages, dueling pianos live, the number one dance floor in Wrigleyville. I've had to stop Gabe from trying to head up to that dance floor and really get things going on a Friday.
And I had to stop Justin from grabbing one of these dueling pianos.
That's right.
to try to go. But we'll see what we do after the show.
I may have a better chance with that than trying to swing the bat at 44 years of age. But, you know, we've been discussing Michael Parsons, and it all tends to fall back, at least how do the Bears overcome this news of Michael Parsons, really overcome the talent of the 6'3", 245-pounder in Michael Parsons and what he's able to do. And it's like, you know, it seems like we land on where the conversation always seems to go, Gabe. It's like, well, Ben will scheme it up, right? Ben Johnson will scheme it up. And are we still in the honeymoon phase
of Ben Johnson? Oh, absolutely. We haven't even made it back from the honeymoon yet.
Did you watch the Chiefs game? Did you watch the first two series of the offense against the Chiefs game?
It's the preseason. You hear what Mason Crosby said. He doesn't put too much weight in there. Listen, I think when you're talking about Ben Johnson, take me to week one. He said it himself, right? Yeah, I ran some of the same plays that I did with the Lions, like I did with them in preseason. But once we get to the regular season, I'm going to shake things up. Listen, I think if you were extremely happy and proud to be a Bears fan the moment you heard Ben Johnson was going to be the head coach of your team, you are anticipating, salivating at that first week, Monday Night Football, national television against a team that damn near everyone is saying is going to beat you, and then you get the opportunity to watch Ben Johnson's offense in the flesh. And I think this, too, I think a lot of people are undermining what Caleb Williams is going to be in year two. Granted, it's a new offense, it's a new scheme, but you heard Ben Johnson. He said Caleb Williams wants to be great, so we will coach him as such. The expectations are there, and I think that's what we're going to see week one. Caleb Williams looks like a different player as well. His body makeup looks different. How he's controlling the huddle looks different. So again, when you're talking about Ben Johnson in the honeymoon phase, I'm still there. I'm still smitten. I'm still saying, honey, I love you. The minute he walks in the room, until he proves otherwise, until we see something else, until I see a moment, a chink in the armor, until then I'm going to be extremely. Are you equally as happy?
I am no longer in the honeymoon phase.
It's war. What has made it wear off for you?
I felt like the Bears had a poor training camp.
When you have a new coach
and I guess
implementing a new system, it's going to be difficult.
Well, I should expand that out to the offseason overall, necessarily.
Fair.
Listen, the Ozzie Trapillo situation where it's like he's going to be our left tackle, and it's like, well, you're now the backup to
– my swing tackle now.
Right. Well, yeah, unless that's Theo Benedet. I don't know. It's like he hit the rookie wall. It's like, I thought the rookie wall came during the season.
Right.
So there was some drafting redundancy I felt a little bit like the Bears may have run into with now him being a backup to Darnell Wright, where you could use a left tackle. I think perhaps my biggest issue overall, and I may put this on Ben Johnson if you think that he kind of drives the ship as of now, is the talent in the running back room. And that talent in the running back room, if he were more talented, and maybe they'll be able to run the ball with DeAndre Swift, and maybe the interior offensive line's gotten so much better that Kyle Manungai will have a nice season, or Roschon Johnson will have a nice season, or Britton Brown, or whatever these names are, right? These people that you don't look like a believer in. I just the importance of if you watch what Ben Johnson did in Detroit, yes, they could throw the ball. Yes, they were outstanding. But they ran the football. Ben Johnson would run the ball on 3rd and 12, and sometimes they would get a first down because of it. So the decisions made and the running back room, you haven't heard anything really positive about Dayo Odangbo, who they gave a lot of money to, who's supposed to go and get the quarterback. So training camp-wise, like the roster and the team that they're sending out against the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football coming up here shortly, I'll be honest, I don't feel great about the roster. I feel better about the coaching staff than I do about the team right now, and I don't think that's a great thing.
I think when you're looking at the Bears and if you're looking at them in a vacuum, then absolutely you can say those things, right? And if you're then putting them up against a Super Bowl winning team and you're saying the Bears in the present versus the Philadelphia Eagles, these are the issues that I have with the squad, then yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But for me, I look at the Bears on a macro level over the course of several years, and I think Ryan Poles from where he was when he first got the Chicago Bears to where they are right now, that's what I see. And that's what gets me excited as a Bears fan when I look at this team, when I look at the coach, when I look at the roster construction, because I say to myself, they're not done, right? This is not a complete team. Where they're at in the present is similar to where they were a few years ago, where they're evaluating what they have with the new coach, and then they're able to pivot and add too. And so I think once you're able to do that as a Bears fan and realistically look at this team and say, hey, this isn't a 13-win team. Don't go into the season with these expectations. This isn't a team that can compete with the Philadelphia Eagles on week one. It's going to be something that needs to grow over time, and then you're able to see in the offseason, okay, what do we need to make this team be able to compete with those? And I think that's where they're at right now. So when you can look at it from that lens, I think then it's a easier pill to swallow when it comes to the Chicago Bears team. But truth be told, the most damning and the area that you look at the most that is the weakest, it is the running back room of the Chicago Bears. And when you're thinking about, as you mentioned, what was one of the strengths of Ben Johnson's offense in Detroit compared to what he has with the Chicago Bears in the present, then, yes, it is an opportunity to raise a concern for this team and where it's at.
And the long-term play, by the way, is the smarter one to be looking at. The way you're looking at it, I agree, is the best way. And I am a believer in Ben Johnson. So honeymoon phase is over, but still absolutely a believer. He is Gabe Ramirez, Jetson Richards with you live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. Great interview. Rahimian Harris, although it was Grody in for Layla, spoke to Allen Robinson, who's former Bears wide receiver getting in the podcast game. I've seen him on ESPN. I think Allen's very good, although I think he still would take a job if an NFL team called him. Here's Allen Robinson, who spent last year with the Detroit Lions on Ben Johnson.
Ben is one of those guys, he's kind of like Dr. Jekyll's a little bit. You know, he has that kind of mad scientist feel to him. But I'll say this, you know, for those guys, and you can kind of see and hear in the media as well, man, as those guys are, you know, I don't even want to say coming around to Ben, but as they continue to learn and understand Ben, man, you have such a great appreciation with, you know, because he pushes the guys extremely hard, man. But, you know, many different instances last season, what I see him, you know, love up the players, you know, if it's, you know, something that may not go right, or, you know, him having to, you know, stay after to talk to guys, you know, Ben also has that ability and has that connection for his players, you know, because when you get into a meeting after game day, just as much as I saw Ben tell us that we have to play better as a group, I've also saw Ben after the Tampa Bay game last year in Detroit. You know, Ben said that he didn't feel like he had a big enough plan for us going into the red zone in Tampa game. And he said, you know, he told us as players, you know, I'll take full accountability for that, and that will never happen again. You know, so when you have a coach who not only holds his players to such a high standard, but also himself to such a high standard as a player, man, you can't do anything except respected to the ultimate, you know, amount, just as far as, you know, him as a coach. You know, he's a much respected coach.
All right, I'm back in the honeymoon phase.
I'm back in. I actually love Ben Johnson.
I got the jokes. Oh, it's so good. I didn't want accountability is so fun.
You didn't want a third kid, but now Ben Johnson's looking dreamy right now.
I mean, that was so good, right? It's like, I will hold you accountable, and I will hold myself accountable as well, and I will tell you in front of the entire room that was on me.
And when you're a Bears fan and you're thinking back to last season and Matt Eberflus and accountability, I mean, it's just a far cry from there. And then thinking Luke Getsy and just the communication lines between the coaches and the players themselves and
Allen
Robinson.
Matt Nagy had some challenges and kind of going, this one was on.
Yeah, and Allen Robinson, obviously, he's been around the league. He's been around a number of offensive coordinators.
Been around Sean McVay.
Yeah, so for him to say, you know, and seeing the praise of Ben Johnson, you know, says a lot. And you love hearing things like that. And Allen Robinson, again, a high-caliber player in the league, not just a run-of-the-mill guy, you know, played at a high level with the wide receiver position, so he can appreciate an offensive-minded coach like Ben Johnson.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's very clear to see, like, this is a chosen path by Ben Johnson to not just change the culture, to coach the entire team incredibly hard, but the way that he approaches Caleb Williams, right? Like, it is outright obvious, I am going to coach you really, really hard. At times, it almost seems a little unnatural for Ben, who seems like a nice guy. I know he's incredibly competitive. We know that. But if you watch when he walked into Hallis Hall for the first time, and he sort of owned that room with his wife and kids next to him. Like, he's not some meathead by any means. He gets it, right? Everything he does has a purpose, and him coaching Caleb Williams is very, very purposeful.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, I had a conversation with Clay Harbor, former NFL tight ends on CHSN, and I asked him, I said, how's Caleb going to respond? You know, this is a guy who's a superstar. Some consider him a diva. How is he going to respond to a guy like Ben Johnson coming in, never been a head coach before, and being tasked with getting the best out of Caleb Williams? And, you know, Clay Harbor, former NFLer, told me, you know what? Ben has proven success. And when you're in this league and you see a guy that has proven success, it doesn't matter if he hasn't coached before. You know what he can do, and you are actually welcoming him into your room because you know he's going to be able to get the best out of you. And so to me, I love hearing things like that because then you know, regardless of how hard you're being coached, it's from a guy who has success with Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions, and now he's going to be able to bring that to the Chicago Bears team. Do you feel, when you think about Caleb Williams and when you think about, you know, his personality, do they mesh well, Ben Johnson and his style and Caleb Williams and who he is?
They do. Yeah, I think they do. One, because I think very highly of Caleb Williams, the man. I'm not convinced he's going to wear a gold jacket as of yet. But, you know, when you've got a dad that kind of can set you up to live, you know, whether it's successful and through failure, right? I used to have a coach say, for every 100 men that can handle success. No, for every 100 men that can handle failure, only one can handle success. I think Caleb has proven that he can handle success. I mean, keep your head on straight, right? So when you've been raised, and I'll give mom and dad, we know he's a mama's boy. I saw someone share the video of him crying the other day about when Caleb Williams learned that Micah Parsons joined the NFC North. So, you know, when you've been raised right, like I believe Caleb has, you can handle some tough love because ultimately you know that the place you want to get to, the guy who said he wants to win more championships than Tom Brady, Ben Johnson may be the guy to get you there. That Seth Wickersham book is coming out I believe, the day after the Monday Night Football game. And that book that explained why Caleb may consider trying to go elsewhere, you never know what's around the corner. Well, Caleb went to the Bears and ended up getting possibly the best available quarterback coach he could ever get in Ben Johnson. This was fascinating, Gabe. Mark Sanchez on the Rich Eisen show, USC quarterback. Mark knows a thing about not only having success, but also having some struggles. He's put some thought into the Ben Johnson-Caleb Williams dynamic and even brought another quarterback into the conversation.
Without obviously being there every day,
right,
my guess and my sense from talking to other people who are familiar with Ben Johnson, he's an intense guy. He's all about protocols and systems that he's created, that we're going to trust this system and this protocol, and you go through your checklist, and if it doesn't work, get down, throw the ball away, get us out of trouble. You're going to have to do that maybe a handful of times in the game, but another two handfuls of times in a game, I'm going to put you in a really good spot, and you're just going to deliver the ball exactly where I tell you. Like, that's kind of the vibe you get from talking to Jared Goff about his former coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But the level of efficacy is high. He wants a very high standard. And to the point where early in training camp, I remember that article comes out that Caleb got kicked off the field with the first team offense. I bet just about anything that what happened was they had some shifts and motions and whatever, and guys just weren't lining up right, and it didn't work out right. And he just, hey, get the hell out of here. If you can't do the pre-snap stuff, you can't run plays for me. Move. Next group. You know what I mean? And it's not because he doesn't think he's going to be the starter, right? It's more of just making a point. It's almost like raising your kids, you know, like, hey, is this the way you're going to act? All right, then I got some chores for you to do around the house, by the way. You know what I mean? Hey, that lawn looks a little long. Why don't you go mow it? Why don't you go pick up the dog poop in the backyard? And why don't you clean the pool? And they're just like, whoa, what happened? It's like, well, then don't act like a jerk or do what you're supposed to do. And so I think in those situations, that's different than what Caleb has experienced in college and last year in the NFL. So it was eye-opening for him and a little shocking, but he's one of those guys who's so smart. He's so sharp. He can read the room. He's just going to rise with that tide.
You do think so.
I really think Ben's going to push him in the right way to get him to perform. And that's part of it. As a coach, you're part psychologist, not just a teacher. You got to understand how to connect with these guys and bridge the gap with these guys. How was he raised? How do his parents talk to him? How can I get him to get a little angry without getting reckless? You know, how do I push his buttons a little bit? How do I get this guy to get juiced up and get the rest of the players around him excited? Do I have to love up Tyson Bagent so he gets a little jealous? And then, oh, shoot, now I got to perform. You know, whatever it takes, you got to get it out of him. And so I think Ben Johnson was toying with that. And a lot of this training camp, the first time you get a quarterback that you're excited about, that you think has a ton of potential, you throw everything at him. And then as the season starts, you can kind of spoon feed them what works. And then we keep working towards the growth of this position and this player.
Well, you talk about committing to a bit. They're like, we're going to love up Tyson Bagent so much. We're going to give him a $10 million contract extension that could grow to $16 million.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at this and you hear Mark kind of, you know, harp on it a little bit, what he said without necessarily being specific is the power dynamic shifted between Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. When he first was drafted, he was deemed the savior, the guy that was going to come in, be the first 4,000-yard passer, get the Bears to the playoffs, be the greatest quarterback in Chicago Bears history. So he came in with that mindset. Eberflus on the way out, Luke Getsy coming in. It just didn't feel right. Now Ben Johnson comes in. Now there's equal power. Ben Johnson understands, well, no, this, I don't care where you came from, who you are, what you did before. You didn't have the best year last year. I'm the most coveted coach. I get to pull the strings now. And I think that's the biggest difference in this iteration of the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams in comparison to the year prior.
I think this exact example that Mark Sanchez just talked about, I think Ben Johnson had his first big rookie head coach mistake. And I'll tell you what it is coming up in just a moment. Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There's another great piece from Mark Sanchez about watching film and how important and how really deep that is to get right and how challenging it can be. But again, I think that Ben Johnson had a really, really big rookie mistake that he made with this exact thing that Mark Sanchez was talking about. We'll hear the audio of that mistake he made. Coming up next, he's Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
That was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient, learning ways to, you know, pick up things better.
Judson Richards, Gabe Ramirez in for Spiegel and Holmes on 6-7 The Score, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. That was Caleb Williams. We'll get into the film watching, however he was doing it, and how Mark Sanchez learned to watch film. Coming up in just a little bit, a great interview that Mark Sanchez did with the Rich Eisen Show. We were also discussing that Mark Sanchez made the case, really, that perhaps, you know, Ben Johnson's trying everything to motivate Caleb Williams. Not that he needs to try everything, but just, you know, using all angles, anything that he can, and maybe loving up on Tyson Bagent a little bit, maybe a motivator for Caleb Williams.
I think, I love that idea, right, that by any means necessary, you got to get the best out of your quarterback. I don't know if, you know, it went all the way to him giving him an extension of your $10 million. I don't know. That's a costly form of motivation. But I do understand it, right? You want to let someone know. And think about your job, you know, as you're listening to us on The Score. If your manager comes in and starts gushing over another employee, another account executive, something of the sorts, and
especially
you were
if they're going for your position.
And you were the golden child for however long that might have been, you tend to work a little bit harder to just make sure everyone understands you are in the position you're in for a reason. And I think that's what maybe Mark Sanchez was alluding to, that now Caleb Williams then says, okay, that's cute. You like Tyson Bajan, but he's no Caleb Williams. And we saw that with the arm strength last year. And I think Caleb wants to prove it on a superstar level. Like you mentioned, might not necessarily be wearing a gold jacket, but he wants to prove that he's closer to that than a guy like Tyson Bajan. Did you appreciate that comment by Mark Sanchez? And did you feel like there was a level of believability there?
Well, I feel like Mark Sanchez has his finger on the pulse because, well, one, he pronounced Bajan's name correctly. I watched the Kansas City Chiefs cut up like their call of the second half with Bajan. They called him Tyson Bajan the entire game. So, you know, Sanchez at least knows that. And who knows, Mark Sanchez may have called one of the Tyson Bajan games when he had to play for Justin Fields.
The Bajancy doesn't have the same ring to it.
Bajancy does not have the ring to it for Bajancy. And how much will they commit to the bid? I will say the first really rookie mistake I think Ben Johnson made is just the amount of love that they have heaped on Ben Johnson, on Bajan. Tyson Bajan, on Tyson Bajan. And it's not to say that Tyson doesn't deserve it. He has earned it. I don't root against him by any means, but those things can also be said privately. Ryan Poles said on the Fox broadcast during the game that Tyson Bajan, after the contract, is the hardest worker in the building. This is what Ben Johnson had to say after Tyson Bajan signed the contract extension.
He and I are probably wired very similar. Just the when he enters a room, he's usually all business, and so to get him to crack a smile sometimes is a challenge, which we like to do. We like to, as coaches, you try to find that right balance of having a little levity at times, but at the same time making sure what we need to get across gets across. And so we try to loosen him up. So because he's so serious about his job. He wants to do so well, and he wants the team to do well, that he's always locked in. So I can appreciate that about him because I can relate.
Respecting that Caleb Williams is your starter, Tyson Bajan, of course, considers himself starting caliber level. Do you consider him, like, does he have that in him to be a starter in the National Football
League? Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, I've really been blown away by his approach from the spring to the start of camp to where we are now. He does a tremendous job knowing what to do, how to do it, and getting it done. So I don't think you can have enough talent in that room. I think we actually have one of the best rooms in the NFL, certainly that I've been around in my career from top to bottom. I mean, we got 3-4 guys that can play in this league. And so I feel really strongly about where we're at right there.
You know, we are, as we joked, Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards in for Spiegel and Holmes. We joked that we are in the honeymoon phase with Ben Johnson.
I am. You said you're out already.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I go in and out.
Yeah, fair, fair.
You know, after the Al Robinson clip, I was in. After hearing that again, I'm out again. I just feel like for a rookie head coach who everything he says sounds like he's trying to set up Caleb Williams for success, but when we're on the honeymoon phase and we hang on every word that's out of your mouth, and you've already got maybe a little bit of like a cult following for Tyson Bajan, and if a QB1 struggles, oftentimes the most popular guy on the team can be QB2. Ben Johnson saying he reminds me of me.
That just means more so that, you know, he thinks Tyson Bajan is more likely to be a coach than Caleb
Williams.
Well,
that's what it means to you.
Right, to me.
Right.
To me. That's
right, but are you part of the Bajancy?
I mean, I like Tyson Bajan. I like his story. I like that he's as a Chicagoan, I think most Chicagoans look at Tyson Bajan and they want guys like that, that are gritty, that are grinders, that are willing to do anything, that, you know, come from D2 schools and work their way up to the NFL and get themselves extensions. That's what Chicago is all about, right? Putting people on your back, working hard, and persevering through things. And I think that's why so many people identify with a guy like Tyson Bajan. Do they want him being the franchise quarterback to win him a Super Bowl? No. I think everyone understands whether it's arm strength.
Well, Ben Johnson just told you he can be a starter in this league.
There's a lot of starters in this league.
And he reminds you a lot of him.
There's a lot of starters in this league.
He reminds a lot of him himself. I just, you know, as you are putting a quarterback in a situation where he was in a terrible one last year, is learning a brand new offense, and by the way, did not run a pro-style offense at all at USC. Whole team looked to the sideline. Coach gave a play. team clapped, they stepped in the sideline. So he is asked to do something completely different.
Right.
And you know, as Ben has told us, there's going to be some bumps in the road. That narrative of a quarterback, a backup quarterback that can win you games, I think should be one that the head coach should tread very lightly on a narrative that he potentially could set.
I agree with you there. I understand that. I guess I'm trying to read through the lines what you're saying. Are you then saying that there's too much praise for Bajent because he thinks Bajent is better or that he thinks Bajent is more capable?
I'm saying it's a miss by Ben Johnson to read how hypersensitive of a market he's in to the words that come out of his mouth with how difficult it could be for a quarterback that does not perform immediately.
So you would have wanted just all conversations to just revolve around Caleb Williams.
Well, listen, hey, if you want to make me happy, give me $10 million and don't say anything to me.
Fair.
Right?
Fair.
Or say it privately.
Right.
I'm not saying Tyson Bajent doesn't deserve everything that he has earned. He has earned it. But I think that the public praise by both Poles and Ben Johnson could be a problem if Caleb Williams struggles. And those are things that they have done.
Yeah.
And I think it was a rookie move by Ben Johnson.
And I completely understand that, right? You're stepping into a position for the very first time, and I'm sure you know anyone that's been in a job for their first 6 months or 3 months, they can look back on some moments and say, I probably could have handled that differently. I'm not necessarily saying that that is one of those moments, but I can understand that. I think when you're talking about the quarterback room that he's mentioning and saying it's one of the best ones, if Bajan's there and he's praising him, but he's also saying it's the best quarterback room in the league, he's also talking about Caleb Williams, and he is the one that's elevating that room as well. So I think there's room to praise not only your starting quarterback and the work that he's put in during the training camp and obviously, you know, throwing everything at him, while at the same time acknowledging and trying to establish a culture for the Chicago Bears, that there is an individual that is putting in the work, and not only should it be Caleb Williams, but everyone on this team should act and operate like a Tyson Bajent, because let's not forget, he's putting in that work because he understands he's not at the level of a Caleb Williams. He's not at the level of the top-tier quarterbacks in the league, so he has to put in the work and effort in order to reach that level. And I think Ben Johnson is simply saying, everyone on our team should put in that level of effort in order to get the most out of themselves that they can possibly get.
So everyone be like Tyson Bajent. Yeah, that's the way I heard it too.
Effort. The effort of Tyson Bajent.
Since training camp has started, have you seen Ben Johnson kind of take a deep breath and apply that
Does that
sort
guy
of,
breathe? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it felt like he slowed down and kind of really thought about what he wanted to say about Tyson. Have you seen him praise Caleb in a similar fashion as he did there for Tyson?
And it goes back to what I was saying earlier about Eberflus and the power dynamic when Caleb Williams first came in. It's not necessarily something you have to do with Caleb Williams because you want to coach him hard. You either need a pat on the back or a kick in the butt. I say that often when it comes to coaching. And with Caleb Williams last year, it was a pat on the back. Hey, everything's going to be all right. Hey, don't worry about it. But you need the kick in the butt. Caleb Williams, like you mentioned with his father, right, is someone that has had somebody coaching him from the very beginning. So he's accustomed to that. He needs something like that in order to get the best out of him. So the praise doesn't necessarily need to come. It can come in other forms. Hey, I'm throwing a lot at him, and I'm proud of what he's done so far. He's getting out of the huddles faster. His cadences are better. Like, he's progressing, and I feel comfortable with what I'm going to get him. So, again, I think it's the words and how you say it that leaves a little bit of room for Caleb to say, I want all the praise. I want all the accolades. I want Ben Johnson to gush over me, so I need to do more. And that's what Ben Johnson and Mark Sanchez, for that matter, was saying, that how Ben Johnson is approaching this offseason and Caleb Williams specifically to get the best out of their QB1.
I heard Ben Johnson say very clearly with a great interview with Mullin Hall that it's going to be rough at times, right? That it's not going to happen immediately. So all I'm saying for a head coach is, hey, set your quarterback up, set your QB1 for a little bit of a runway before you start telling the whole world that QB2 is a starting quarterback and he reminds you of himself. That's
fair,
all I'm
fair.
Saying. Yeah, he is Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards with you live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville on just a great Friday. We are creeping closer to September, which means October baseball right around the corner. Cubs baseball coming up tonight, 7:05. It'll get started between the Cubs and the Rockies there in Denver. One more from Mark Sanchez. This was great stuff. I know that it was, you know, the Seth Wickersham book, and I look forward to reading it, but just Caleb Williams saying, I wasn't showing how to watch film. No one showed me what I was doing. It's like, hey, you're a Heisman Trophy winner, man. How come you don't know how to watch film? It is a different world. Mark Sanchez laid it out well on the Rich Eisen show.
We brought in Rich Gannon my rookie year.
Right.
Just to go through your process through the week. What do you do on Monday? Right. What do you do on Tuesday? How do you work out? How do you eat? How do you take notes? We would watch tape. He would throw it up on the screen and say, what are you looking at? And I'm like, the defense? So what about it? Well, what about it?
Right.
Well, he goes, well, what's the front? It's an over. Okay, so are you making a grouping of over fronts that you're going to see? Because I would if I were you, because what else are you going to get? I said, well, I don't know. He goes, well, if you see over, you're probably going to see an under. You might see a bear. You might see a jam. You might see. And I was just like, whoa. Okay, yeah, let's go. Boom. And we started categorizing fronts. And then he said, when you walk up to the line of scrimmage, what are you looking at? So, well, you got to see the front first, where the backer's at, peek the corners, and then I got to keep my eyes on the safeties. He's like, great. 3-by-1, the backside safety is going to tell you the story. You better watch him all the time. One eye on him almost all the time. And then the premier players, you got to keep another eye on him. You better have 8 eyes, you know. And so he was reminding me of what this position really demands. Mm. Him, Brunell, O'Connell. And I was blown away just going to practice last year, watching the hard knock stuff, that they didn't have a veteran. There were guys out there. Go get one of these guys that you know is not going to play. That's basically a coaching cleats. You know, somebody like a Josh McCown, right? Obviously, he's coaching now. But somebody like that towards the end of their career, where if you get in a jam and he's got to play 2 games, hopefully he can win one of them. But we're not expecting this guy to start 10 games for us. He's here to help the rookie.
Right. And McCown's, yeah, McCown's in Minnesota right now on KOC staff. And kind of, I guess, this subject matter, I brought it up to drive to the question of now Ben Johnson's there. Yeah. Right.
Well, I think that's why it's been such a rude awakening.
Yeah, rude awakening is right. He's Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards. That was Mark Sanchez on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll respond to that in just a moment. Also coming up, we're going to ask you, who had a better offseason, the Bears or the Packers?
Mm.
We'll dive into that. We also want to do this. We're giving away 2 pairs of tickets to the Cubs September 14th contest against the Tampa Bay Rays, brought to you by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. Be caller 4, 5, or 6 right now at 312-540-0670. We have 1 pair of tickets to give away right now. Just 1 pair of tickets, 312-540-0670. Who had a better offseason, the Bears or the Packers? We'll answer that live from Sluggers at Wrigleyville. Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards on 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The score.
We're back live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show with your hosts, Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Live on a Friday from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. We are heading closer. You can feel fall in the air, Gabe Ramirez.
I can feel happy hour starting in this
yes,
place.
Yes,
this place is getting packed. We got the people having some drinks here. Looking good. Sluggers looking as good as it always does.
Yeah, drink up. Sure. Drink up before that Cubs game comes your way tonight. Actually, should be a lot of fun in Denver. I've worked in that market. It can get weird. As Cubs fans know, as baseball fans know, it can get weird at the Mile High City, at the Mile High Stadium there at, where is that, Coors Field? Is it still Coors
Field?
Yeah, for the Rockies and the Cubs. 7:05, our pregame show gets started. It's a 7:40 first pitch. Hey, coming up at 5 o'clock, really excited about this. Just saw the man of the hour. Chris Emma is here, 6:10 The Score reporter. We will talk about the Bears. We'll talk more about Micah Parsons, what he makes of that news. Does he think that the Bears would have been willing to make that trade if it were available? For my money, I think every team, maybe in football, would have made that trade as long as they had the salary cap room, and capologists a lot of times can figure it out. I think that this was a deal that the Green Bay Packers or the Micah Parsons agent went ahead and cut. We'll talk more about that with Chris Emma coming up shortly. Mark Sanchez, that was a great interview he did with Rich Eisen. Some of it, so much of it was Bears-related, Bears-centric, and Sanchez laying out how exactly, like, how many people, it was like he had a, it was like he had an entourage of how to watch film. They brought in, he didn't say they hired Rich Gannon. It's like they brought in the wolf. Like they brought in a specialist right. to help him understand how to watch film. But
Dragon
it gave
Slayer?
You an idea.
Dragon
yeah,
Slayer,
exactly.
Yeah.
It gave you an idea about how complex, how complicated it can be. And when Caleb says, hey, no one's shown me how to do this, like, that was a real problem. It wasn't Caleb's problem at all.
Go back and wait for the wolf who should be coming directly.
Exactly.
That's Rich Gannon with 37 playbooks.
He felt, I mean, obviously when the news came out, there was different mixed opinions, right? Some people were saying, how could you not know how to watch film? You got to, like I mentioned Clay Harbor, he was like, you got to figure that stuff out on your own sometimes if no one's there to help you do that. But the fact of the matter is an organization with a prized possession and a number one pick in Caleb Williams, you should try to do as much as possible to set him up for success. So it was kind of depressing to find out that your number one quarterback, you know, didn't have the tools needed in order to take on that role. So that was tough. What were your initial thoughts
like,
when you heard
Clay Harbison figured out? Listen, I you know, my wife and I, we did our own flooring one time.
Okay.
Very much DIY.
Very brave.
Yeah. Like we got it done, I guess. But it's not like someone who does it for a living. When someone does it for a living, it's fun to watch them work. Like if you have a contractor or someone, who, you know, whether it's
an
roofing
expert.
Or whatever it is, an expert, when they come in, you're like, oh, they have a plan. They have all the tools. Oh, they've done this before. Like there is a big difference between working smart and working hard.
Yeah.
And there are only so many hours in the day, and working smart, like we need you to get better on third downs. So this is how we want you to watch this. Or, like, you telling me that it wouldn't help to have a real expert help you get set for Brian Flores and the Vikings on Monday Night Football?
Someone that's dealt with his defense before? Yeah, anything along those lines?
Yeah.
I remember, to your example, I needed a basement window replaced. So
good
I called somebody up. He did it in, like, 45 minutes. And I thought to myself, well, damn, could I have done that myself?
You could not have.
No, it would have taken 17 days. I would have broke three other windows. But you need that expert there to kind of tell you best practices and how to get it done. And I think to your point, whether it's a Brian Flores-led defense, whether it's making your checkdowns, right, or drop dumping it off to your checkdowns sooner, getting through your reads and progressions, someone else needs to be there to say, hey, I see you looking downfield and wanting to make that hero throw, but you could have picked up 6 yards and saved yourself a third and short as opposed to a third and 10, a third and 11. And I think that is what we as Bears fans are looking at and saying that's what should have happened for Caleb Williams.
I don't think we appreciate or recognize enough how different quarterbacking in college football, how different it is than in the NFL. And with what a quarterback is asked to do and asked to communicate and asked to recognize. And then, I mean, that's pre-snap. We're not even talking about the game starting yet. And then when you get into the post-snap and the decision-making and when everyone else is moving a lot faster and stronger, we don't take that into consideration. Now, there are times, like if you look at C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, much more of a pro-style offense. Helped him get off to a really, really great start. Not the case at USC. So, you love Tyson Bagent? Great. He should not be the only quarterback in the room with Caleb Williams like he was last year. One of the many signs of problems to come. Hiring Case Keenum, Ben Johnson, a very smart offensive coordinator, now head coach, seemed like a pretty good move.
Yeah, when you're looking at Matt Eberflus bringing in Luke Getsy, and you're saying to yourself, that was your answer. That was your Case Keenum, thinking that you were going to have a guy in Luke Getsy that was a teacher that was going to be able to do that with Caleb Williams. Couldn't be further from the truth, right? A guy that couldn't communicate well enough. That's what you need when you're talking about watching film. When you're talking about Case Keenum being in there. When Mark Sanchez is talking about Gannon and Brunell being in the room with him, you need guys that can communicate those things well. And that is what was lacking for Caleb Williams. So, again, you have Ben Johnson there. You have Case Keenum. You got Declan Doyle. Guys that are going to be able to get him up to speed. And you just hope that now there's no more excuses for a guy like Caleb Williams who has everything at his disposal. I know we said that last year, but that was with Luke Getsy and Matt Eberflus. And now that the coaching situation has been fixed, there aren't many other ways to try to make excuses for your starting quarterback.
Better off season, Bears or the Packers? It's an obvious answer.
But for you, you're going to say the Packers.
I am absolutely not going to say the
Packers. Oh, okay, good. I'm glad. Okay, then we are in agreement then. Okay.
No. I honestly,
Michael Parsons.
What's that?
Because of Michael Parsons. I thought you were going to say that's the better offseason.
You can't, in all the sports that we cover, we discuss, no one makes a bigger difference from a coaching standpoint than an NFL head coach, especially if he makes your quarterback better. So as happy, well, I'm not happy for anyone. I'm sad for old Jerry Jones. Man, towards the end there. At least we're making decisions. And good for you. You got Michael Parsons. But no, the Bears still had the better offseason.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold tight to that.
And I'm going to be in 100% agreement with you. And that just might be my Bears meatball coming out at me and saying that's exactly what happened.
Well, we can agree on who's more important.
Ben Johnson.
A head coach.
Of course.
Or arguably, the league's top three pass rushers.
I'm getting hyped up for week one right now where we're talking about Ben Johnson, right? And Kate. Like, I know we all want the season to start. You mentioned it's 6 days away, but I cannot wait.
Got to wait a few more days for the Bears.
I know.
Yeah, and it's...
I'll take any football at this point.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
It's worth the wait, and it's always worth discussing. We'll ask Chris Emma this question about the Bears offseason versus the Packers offseason. Also get a better idea of this left tackle position. Are they ready, and do they have any real answers of how they can make this running back room better? He is Gabe Ramirez, Judson Richards, live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville on a perfect Friday in Chicago. Chris Emma joins us, coming up next on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.